Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled "Conflicts with Other Practitioners Point Out My Attachments" by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on March 20th, 2023. When the persecution was intense in our area, a fellow Dafa practitioner came to me and said, "Our area needs someone who can help deliver informational materials about Falun Dafa and the persecution. Can you help? We should follow the path Master arranged for us and help save people." Joy welled up in my heart. I thought that with the guidance and protection of Master Li, Dafa's founder, I would definitely do a good job. I told him, "Yes, I will do my best." That righteous thought was a firm foundation for my cultivation path. Part 1. Delivering Truth-Clarifying Materials. In order to do a good job delivering truth-clarifying materials, I increased the length of time I read and memorized the Fa. I started memorizing the Fa in 2001. After I memorized one round of Chuan Falun, I memorized Hong Yin, Hong Yin 2, Hong Yin 3, Essentials for Further Advancement, and Master's Recent Writings. I made use of the spare time I had to memorize the Fa. I felt energetic every day, and my righteous thoughts were strong. During the first few years, due to the intensity of the persecution, many practitioners shoved the materials into the doors of houses or threw them into courtyards at night. One morning, I noticed a large bag lying on the ground near my wall. When I looked at it, I realized that it contained truth-clarifying materials, so I brought it into the house. I kept some for myself and distributed the rest to the other practitioners. The next morning, I found another bag of materials. I wondered what I should do. I knew that these materials were meant for saving people, so they cannot be wasted, nor can they be kept at home. The other practitioners have difficulty transporting the materials, and that is why they left them at my house. I felt that they were not in the wrong, and I should not complain. This is my responsibility. The materials help people understand the truth about Dafa so they can understand Falun Dafa and the persecution and be saved. I must arrange things well. During those few days, the temperature suddenly dropped. The winds kept howling as though it was about to snow. I quickly brought the materials to a house of a relative, who is also a practitioner, which is 5 miles away. They had no materials to distribute in that area. After that, along with 4 or 5 other practitioners, I helped distribute the big bag of materials. Gradually, the practitioners became more and more experienced in distributing materials, and the righteous thoughts increased. I interacted directly with the practitioner who made the materials, and he gave me the amount I asked for. I later interacted with more practitioners. Some wanted Dafa books and Master's Recent Writings. Some wanted truth-clarifying booklets and DVDs. Others wanted truth-clarifying currency bills. Some wanted copies of the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party. Some wanted truth-clarifying stickers, etc. The requests kept coming in. I also distribute truth-clarifying materials and the 9 commentaries, as these materials are all very important. I felt that time was very tight, and I was sometimes tired both physically and mentally. When that happened, I lengthened the time I read the Fa and practiced the exercises. I knew that practitioners were one body. These matters were arranged by Master, and they were my mission, my responsibility. I wanted to let go of my selfishness. Falun Dafa practitioners should be monogamous, compassionate, and tolerant. At the same time, I must not be afraid of enduring hardship or trouble. I must satisfy fellow practitioners' requests to the best of my ability. I didn't have a car or motorcycle, so I rode my bicycle to distribute materials. Sometimes I needed to go to a few places. When some practitioners' family members objected, I contacted these practitioners beforehand and delivered the materials at night. Things went on like that for more than 7 years. The practitioners in our area were divided into several FA study groups, and I was in charge of delivering materials to two groups. In order to avoid materials being sent to practitioners twice or leaving out any practitioner, I assigned the tasks. Every practitioner who was in charge of transporting the materials was in charge of their area's material distribution. There were many new buildings in one location, and people were already starting to move in. The other practitioners and I discussed this, and we assigned some practitioners to distribute materials there. The quantity of truth-clarifying materials we distributed was great. Some material production sites could not meet the demand, so they printed out the materials and asked practitioners to take the materials home and bind them. One group of seven practitioners did extremely well at this. For 15 years, they quickly prepared and distributed materials. Sometimes I met practitioners' family members who did not practice Falun Dafa. Some were frightened by the Chinese Communist Party's policy of implication and scolded me. Others immediately chased me out. Although I knew that this was an opportunity for me to improve my xinxing, when I was not able to hold my anger, I said bad things about them, such as, they are not reasonable or they have poor character, etc. When I calmed down and looked within, I found many attachments, such as being attached to complaints and hatred, to doing things, completing tasks, impatience, showing off, and wanting others to think well of me. These attachments were all obstructions on my path of cultivation. They were notions that were acquired postnatally, and I needed to get rid of all of them. Why did I meet with these problems? It was because I studied the Fa too little, and I had a strong attachment to doing things. I treated doing things as cultivation. Now, I understood that actual cultivation is not just taking on more hardship and sacrificing more. I need to truly improve my xinxing. Part 2. Getting rid of my attachments during conflicts with other practitioners. Over time, my ego expanded. I felt that all the truth-clarifying materials, lists of people who quit the CCP and others, must be handled by me. When I heard that some practitioners obtained their materials from others, I felt unsettled. Master gave me a chance to improve in my cultivation. I always delivered materials to Annie, Bingbing, Ning, and Dandi. However, in the spring of 2022, they all said that they no longer needed my help. Annie said, "You don't need to bring materials to me. I will get them somewhere else. I can also go somewhere else to get the truth-clarifying currency bills I need." Bingbing originally ordered $2,000 worth of truth-clarifying bills. She also said that she got them from someone else. Ning said that she did not have the capability to bind the truth-clarifying booklets at home. In the past, I bound all her materials before delivering them to her. When I met her and asked her when she needed them, she said, "No need for you to bring me any. I have them already." When I went to the market to clarify the truth and met Dan Di, she happened to be asking another practitioner for $3,000 to $4,000 worth of truth-clarifying bills. I told her that we had over 20,000 yen worth of bills right here, but she said, "I better get them from her." I thought to myself, "You're not worried about making another practitioner do more work? I have some here, but you do not want them. Instead, you ask others to deliver them to you. What's wrong?" One day, Annie told me again that there was a FA study group at her house. She would give her list of people who quit the CCP to another practitioner to submit instead of me. I replied, "It doesn't matter who submits them." Although I said so, her words moved my heart. I thought, "These practitioners are so unreasonable. In the past, I delivered all the materials to them, even though it's so difficult. Now that the environment has relaxed, you don't want me to help you? Even non-practitioners talk about reputation." I started to complain about these practitioners and forgot that this must be Master's arrangement to expose my attachments. I even thought that I had been delivering Dafa materials for more than 20 years, and these practitioners all knew this. Was someone jealous of me? Wild thoughts ran through my mind, and I did not see the real issue. This may seem like a small thing, but I could not overcome it even after a few months. Master saw that I really could not understand, so he used another method to help me enlighten. This made me realize that nothing is a small matter in cultivation. It would not do if we don't do well, and even the smallest attachment has to be eliminated. One day, I went to a practitioner's home to switch my flash drive for a new one that contained experience sharing articles. And I also planned to exchange cultivation thoughts with her. I wanted to ask her where I went wrong, hoping that she would point out my attachments. I also wanted to ask her why she no longer wanted materials from me. I felt this may be an opportunity for her to improve in her cultivation, too. While thinking about this, I took out my flash drive and placed it beside another practitioner's flash drive on the table. I turned around and put on my jacket. When I turned back again, the flash drives were gone. I could not find them anywhere. When I looked up, there were two self-sealing envelopes on the windowsill. There was one flash drive in each envelope. One belonged to the practitioner, the other I did not recognize. My flash drive had a capacity of 16 gigabytes with a red back, but this drive was black. There was a small yellow sticker in the center which sparkled in the sunlight. The words, "Authentic product," were on the sticker. I was stunned. The drive changed in just 2 minutes. This was amazing. I immediately understood that this was Master's arrangement for me to improve my cultivation. I said to Master, "Master, I am wrong. Asking the practitioner to exchange cultivation thoughts is looking outward. Isn't my intention to blame other practitioners? Aren't I wrong to question the practitioner about why she no longer gets materials from me? I am trapped within the problem." I felt ashamed. This was such a small matter, but I did not enlighten and realize what my attachment was. I calmed down and looked within. I measured myself based on the Fa and understood that this was arranged by Master so that I could improve in my cultivation, so that I could attain consummation and complete my cultivation in Falun Dafa. At that same time, I recalled that Master mentioned in Juan Falun about the 4-for-1 deal. Master's arrangements are wonderful. The feeling of loss and depression that hung over me for the past few months disappeared. On the path of cultivation, the divine do not look at how much you have done or who caused the problem. No matter how many things a person does, if he's not doing it based on the Fa, it is just humans doing things, and it will not help to improve one's cultivation. I understood that for Dafa practitioners, no matter what project we participate in, or what our role is, we are all cultivating. We all have to improve our Xinxing and do well while participating in our projects. Only by cultivating ourselves well can we raise our cultivation levels, elevate our realms, and save more sentient beings. Only when we do things based on the Fa can we avoid taking detours and meet with fewer difficulties. I identified some of my attachments, but I still hadn't found the root cause. There seemed to be some attachments that were hidden deeply, which had yet to be found. While writing this cultivation article, I again dug deep within. I had so many convoluted thoughts because practitioners no longer wanted to get their materials from me. This showed that I have a strong jealousy, and I also sought fame. I like to show off, and I insisted on my opinions. When I looked at this matter based on the Fa, I was able to see the gaps in my cultivation. I suspected that those practitioners were jealous of me, but when I looked at myself, I realized how strong my own jealousy was. When the practitioners did not get their materials from me, isn't that fulfilling what Master said about having material production sites everywhere? Isn't this a good thing? Why did I feel unhappy? How could I attain consummation without getting rid of these attachments? How can I follow Master home in this state? This is Master's compassionate arrangement to help me improve, get rid of my jealousy, and elevate my cultivation level. Thank you, Master, for your benevolent arrangements. Over these past 20 years, Great Master used the Fa to transform me from a weak and ignorant person into an unbreakable Dafa practitioner. I am becoming clearer and clearer in my understanding of the Fa principles. My soul is becoming more pure and more mature in doing the three things as I progress on my path towards divinity. I feel so honored. Having gone through many ups and downs, I know Master has been protecting me. No words can express my gratitude for being able to be immersed in Master's grand benevolence. Thank you, Master.
following is an experience sharing article entitled Looking Inside After Enduring a Troublesome Situation by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Mingwei website on April 1st, 2023. Another practitioner's printer needed to be repaired, but since I was not familiar with his HP multifunction printer, I contacted the practitioners in the city who were familiar with the printer and asked for help. When they could not come, I realized that I should stop depending on others and try to solve the problem myself. I downloaded the printer information from the internet, studied it for a day, and thought I could handle the repair. I thought he wouldn't be as busy in the afternoon, so I went to his home at 2 p.m. the next day. He happened to be occupied with business at his store when I arrived. He took me to the printing room at his home and then returned to his store. He told me I could find him there if I needed him. Part 1: A Troublesome Situation. As I was repairing the printer, I suddenly heard a loud pop. I looked around and saw nothing wrong, but I noticed the ceiling fan above me sounded odd. When I looked up, I saw the fan was hanging by its electrical wires, and it was still spinning. As soon as I moved away from under the fan, it fell down. I cleaned up the debris and continued repairing the printer. A few hours later, the printer was working again. I felt happy, thinking that we could handle some printer problems by ourselves from then on. It was about 6 p.m. I locked the door and walked to the gate of the yard. However, the gate was locked, and I couldn't get out. I wandered around in the yard, trying to find a way out. I found a small ladder, but when I climbed it, I saw that the alley outside the wall also had a gate. It was locked too, so I couldn't even get out if I climbed over the wall. I had no choice but to wait. Part 2: Struggling to Maintain My Xinqing. It was a hot and humid summer day, and the yard was full of mosquitoes. Waiting was torturous. From time to time, I started to complain to myself about the practitioner, but I rejected those thoughts as soon as they popped up. I had experienced a similar situation not long before, and I had learned my lesson. On a business trip with a colleague, I had inadvertently complained about something, which caused the colleague, who often complained, to keep reproaching me. "You're getting old. Why are you complaining? How many years before you retire?" I realized that I didn't maintain my xinqing, and I immediately apologized. That lesson alerted me to my negative thoughts, and I therefore believed that I was locked in the yard for a reason. It must be for me to further discard my attachment. To calm my mind, I sat on a small stool in the yard and started reading the information I'd brought to repair the printer. After I'd finished reading, it was getting dark. The mosquitoes got really bad, and I was thirsty. I finished up the last drop of water I'd brought with me. My thoughts became unbalanced again, and I began complaining to myself about the practitioner. "You are busy, but your wife should be back by now. Although we are fellow practitioners, you shouldn't simply forget about me." As soon as these thoughts popped up, I immediately realized that I was blaming him rather than cultivating myself, and that I had trapped myself in the mindset of analyzing who was right and who was wrong. Many conflicts recently occurred among our local practitioners, so I downloaded Mingwei articles to share with them. We discussed not judging right and wrong while being trapped in a troublesome situation. I said that we should look within to cultivate ourselves instead. However, when I faced the situation myself, I failed to stay calm, and I realized that this was not as easy as I thought. It got dark, and the mosquitoes were having a field day. I paced around in the yard and kept reciting on Dafa. I begged Master to let the practitioner come home as soon as possible. When the practitioner came home at around 9 p.m. to get something, he said he'd forgotten I was there. I shared my thought. It's difficult to keep up with reading the Fa and doing the exercises when one works long hours. If we slack off in our cultivation, we can also have problems with our equipment. It seemed that I was sharing, but I had the mentality of accusing him. Part 3: Searching Inside Afterwards. I shared this experience with my wife, also a practitioner, after I got home. She said, "It sounds like you think it was his fault. you should examine yourself for the reason it happened. With my wife's reminder, I realized that I must look inside. However, I still looked outward from time to time, even though I was attempting to look inside. I thought, what did I do wrong? I was trying my best to help him. It was his cultivation state that caused me unnecessary trouble. I knew those thoughts were not based on the Fa, and I tried to reject them. I asked myself after calming down, why did he lock me in his home? I suddenly realized that Master was giving me hints to look for my own attachments quietly by myself. My mind then opened up, and I felt relieved. I thought carefully about some recent happenings that were seemingly the problems of other practitioners, but they were actually something for me to cultivate. I found that I had similar attachments that I needed to cultivate away. One practitioner couple had conflicts, and I had conflicts with my wife. Two sister practitioners could not read the Fa together for several days because of attachments to their families and to themselves. I also treated my practitioner wife differently from other practitioners, and I would pay special attention to things if they happened to my wife. Another practitioner who handled a material production site often had conflicts with a practitioner who distributed the materials. I noticed that one of them was not very responsible due to fear, while the other was very opinionated. But when I saw the situation, I did not think about my responsibility and whether I should do anything to harmonize the situation. I realized that while I was locked in the practitioner's yard, I only thought about my own difficulties. I did not consider the practitioner's situation, and I blamed him for locking me in his yard. He and his wife were busy with their business recently. They seemed to have slacked off in cultivation while handling their business, but they had worked very hard to help people understand the truth about Dafa for many years. They put in much more effort than I did. Their children were all old enough to get married, but they were still living in a rented home. I, on the other hand, was free of burdens, but I did not concentrate on Dafa projects. I was often attached to my smartphone and read the news. I was also attached to the time when the Fa rectification would conclude. When the fan dropped from the ceiling, I thought it was very dangerous, and I complained to myself about the practitioner. After I calmed down and looked inward, I realized I did not cultivate myself. I am a coordinator and responsible for resolving technical issues, and I have contacts with many other practitioners. My wife often reminded me that I tended to believe I was better than others and wanted to teach them lessons. Although I didn't say anything, I disagreed with her in my mind. Through this experience, I realized that, although I spoke fluently, I failed to truly cultivate myself when I was faced with a challenging situation. It was just like the fan. It worked well when it was firmly attached to the ceiling, but if it fell, it would be dangerous. Part 4. Difficult situations test our character. By looking inside, I found many attachments. I realized that cultivation is always about cultivating one's mind and heart nature, xinxing. A situation that touches one's heart tests one's cultivation. I also understood that, through difficult situations and conflicts, whether they're big or small, a practitioner progresses in his cultivation by solidly cultivating through these tests. In the poem, The Challenges of Saving Self and Other, in Hongyin 6, Master said, quote, "The superior man meets adversity head-on with a smile. The average man can nary keep calm when faced with ordeal. The lesser man fails to abolish his human wants and thoughts." Unquote. I felt ashamed that I failed to face the situation calmly. I must diligently study the Fa and cultivate myself solidly. Only by doing so can I live up to Master's compassionate salvation. Thank you, Master. Thank you, fellow practitioners.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.